97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
We have to talk about this story out of Georgia where a 41-year-old mom is now facing criminal charges. She's facing reckless endangerment, a $1,000 fine, and 1 year in jail for allowing her 11-year-old son to walk less than a mile to a local store. It was less than a mile from her home. Again, this is in Georgia. And I want to play part of this report on this story.
He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there. So, again, I wasn't concerned for his safety.
But 5 hours later, Patterson was arrested on suspicion of reckless conduct, which carries up to a year in jail.
And last time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
It is when they're 10 years old.
Her arrest warrant claiming she willingly and knowingly did endanger the bodily safety of her juvenile son.
By the way, that report says 10. A lot of the articles say 11, a year difference.
Is it a law?
Well, not that I've seen, but I guess I'm a little confused about this whole situation. So what happens is this neighbor sees this son, who's, again, 10 or 11, walking by himself a mile or so from the home and asks the boy, are you okay? The boy says yes. The neighbor proceeds to call 911 anyway. So that's when the cops drove the kid home. And then you heard in the report, 5 hours later, they come and arrest this mom in front of her kids. Well, it continues. Just days after the arrest, a case manager from the Division of Family and Children's Services arrives at her home for a home visit, interviewed her oldest son at his school. And then this is where it really just gets ridiculous. The Division of Family and Children's Services presented this mom, Brittany Patterson, with a so-called safety plan that they wanted her to sign. And what it would do is it would require her to delegate a so-called safety person to be a knowing participant and guardian and watch over the children whenever she leaves home. It would also require her to download an app on her son's cell phone that would allow her to monitor his location. And the mom refused to do that. They said, look, ma'am, if you sign this safety plan, you have that designated safety person, you download that app to track basically his every move, we're going to drop the criminal charge against you, the reckless endangerment. And the mom, to her credit, said, I'm not doing that. My take on this is, well, first of all, would I allow my son or daughter to do that? I think it's circumstantial. I think at some point you have to allow them to have a sense of independence. But I think it depends on the kid, right? Like, is there a level of trust there? Is the child responsible? This mom apparently lives in a smaller town in Georgia, so it's not like the kid's walking by him or herself in downtown St. Louis. So it's very different in that particular way. So I think it's dependent on many things, but I would consider doing this. I think that, you know, 10 or 11 years old, I think I was babysitting neighbor kids. You know, certainly by 12, 13 years old, I was babysitting younger kids. I think there is a level of responsibility that you can start giving these kids and a sense of independence. And I think that yes, things are scary right now, but we can't just shelter our kids forever.
I have two questions. Number one, is there something about this mother situation that we don't know? Has the neighbor seen other evidence of neglect, of her leaving the kids home alone while she goes to a bar and hangs out? I mean, is there any of that that we don't know? Did the story mention that at all?
It did not mention it. Now, so, could that be the case? Absolutely.
I mean, I just wondered what their suspicion was that these kids were somehow in danger.
I believe that this mom has several kids, and she homeschools them.
Okay.
Take would be that's probably not what is happening here, but it could be.
So my take, if that's not the case, is that every parent in the 1960s would have been put in jail if this was the standard. I mean, honestly, at 6 or 7 years old, I mean, I know I wasn't that old. We were riding bikes around our neighborhood, far out of sight of our parents. I don't know if it was a full mile. And we'd be gone for hours. They had no idea where we were.
You come back when the streetlights go on, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know at age 7 if I was out that late, but I was certainly out of my parents' field of vision at that point. I know it was a different time, but I just don't know why you. When did we decide as a society that we can completely dictate every move somebody makes as a parent? We clearly don't. There's no discipline anymore. If you want to enforce rules against parents, start forcing them to have some discipline on their children when they do something wrong. And that might have a bigger impact on society than putting this woman in jail because she let her kid walk to a grocery store.
Well, now there's a GoFundMe page that's been set up because obviously there's been a big outpouring of support for the mom, and that has already raised about $54,000. And an attorney has agreed to work for her pro bono, so she won't be having to pay legal fees. I support
unless there's
this
more
mom,
to the story, I just don't know. I just can't imagine what that would be.
I'm looking up more about laws specifically in Georgia where this happened. And one of them says, assuming that this is accurate, it says children 13 years and older who are an adequate level of maturity may be left alone and may perform the role of babysitter.
Yeah, but what if your kid's out with 10 other kids age 10 or 11 riding their bikes and they happen to be a half mile from home? I mean, the cops round them all up, arrest all their parents and fine them?
Well, that's the thing. First of all, it sounds like when this happened, maybe the kid was 10 because it happened late October and maybe he's since then turned 11. I where do you draw the line?
It seems like government overreach.
Well, absolutely does.
Where is this in Georgia? Do you know the town?
Let me look up the specific town.
I wonder. I mean, if it's a very rural area, again, I have a hard time believing you would have local elected officials who would act like that in some of these more rural areas.
Mineral Bluff, a town of just 370 people. Okay, guys, this is like the Hallmark movies. I'm sorry. Again, there's so many things that you have to consider, I think, when you're determining what your stance is on this case. This is not downtown St. Louis. This is not Detroit. This is not... I don't know. I could think of a million other places where this would be ridiculous. But a town like Mineral Bluff, Georgia, of just 370 people, this is the kind of town where I'm assuming everybody knows everybody's business. You know the local grocer, you know the butcher, you know all the people in town.
Mineral Bluff is on the map, baby. Wow, this is...
Fannin County, if I'm saying that correctly, F-A-N-N-I-N.
Yeah, it's in the looks like it's in the upstate of Georgia.
They forced her to
Chattahoochee Oconee National Forest. I used to cover stories up there all the time. That's wild that's where that is.
I'm just surprised that they were trying to force her to sign this safety plan and track him. That just seems that is really what seems ridiculous. I really support this mom. This is exactly what I would do if this happened to me. I would be like, absolutely not. You're not telling me, you're not forcing me to try to sign some safety plan and track my son. I'll raise my children the way that I think that they should be raised. Thank you very much. You're not going to tell me what to do in this way. But the fact that they're trying to say neglect, reckless endangerment, is this the next step where parents are all going to have to GPS monitor their kids? Are all the kids going to have to wear ankle bracelets as they head out to play with their kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's over the line. And for a small town like that, for all we know, the police chief is somebody she used to date and he's trying to get even with her. I mean, who knows?
Or maybe the neighbor. What does the neighbor think about all this? Now that
Gladys
has become a
Kravitz
national
is
story.
Trying to get her neighbor in trouble over all this, right?
Gladys.
What a topical reference, Mark Cox.
Who is that?
That's the neighbor from Bewitched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she used to always peek out the curtains and see what was going on with the neighbors across the street who she suspected were up to no good.
The 60-plus crowd loved that.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't fit into that crowd.
Yeah, but I thought the Gladys Kravitz reference, most people would probably get that. Not people Kim's age, maybe.
The 60-plus crowd.
Yeah, I'm about half that age. Just over half.
Get more at 971talk.com.